It is 5 o'clock. Good morning. Currently, we're 31 degrees in Richland Center.
ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. It gets real today for former Trump aide Peter Navarro, who must report to prison after his last-chance Supreme Court appeal failed.
Former President Trump trade advisor Peter Navarro will spend the next 4 months in prison. He is the only former White House official ever jailed for contempt of Congress, and the Supreme Court agreed with a lower court that he had little chance of winning an appeal, so they did not allow him to avoid the sentence. Navarro will serve his time at a minimum security federal prison camp near Miami.
ABC's Andy Field. 1 week before he has to put up almost $500 million to appeal New York State's business fraud judgment against him, Donald Trump's lawyers say he can't. He wants a reduced bond amount. State and local police in Texas will not be allowed to arrest and deport individuals they suspect of being in the United States illegally. A one-page order from Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito extends indefinitely the court's block on the Texas law. This is ABC News. The Homeland Security Department will try deploying AI against fentanyl.
Artificial intelligence models like Gemini from Google are capable of scanning through and summarizing vast stores of information. That's what DHS says its new pilot program is designed to do, intended to help investigators summarize and search for information within lengthy investigative reports. The department says it could lead to, among other things, more fentanyl seizures, but the technology has drawn criticism for occasionally producing false or misleading information. Mike DeBusk, ABC News.
Heritage Auction says the pair of ruby slippers from The Wizard of Oz, stolen in 2005 and recovered in 2018, will go on tour before being auctioned in December. Terry John Martin pleaded guilty last October to stealing the footwear. Another man has been charged with hiding them all these years, although Jerry Hal Seliterman's connection to Martin isn't quite clear. Richard Cantu, ABC News.
Today's forecast calls for a high of 52 with partly sunny skies, breezy and much warmer. Southwest winds still up there at 15 to 25 miles per hour. A low of 18 tonight, Wednesday 34. For Wednesday night, a few clouds and cold, a low of 15. Thursday, a high of 38 with snow likely by late evening, 1 to 3 inches possible. An additional 1 to 3 inches possible Saturday, Friday, I should say. The next day, 37, and then Saturday, 34. Sunday, 38, again with moderate to heavy accumulations of snow by the nighttime hours. Right now in Richland Center, after a 38-degree reading yesterday and a trace of precipitation, we have winds around 3 from the southwest, and it is 30 degrees. Good morning. Today is Tuesday, March 19th. It is time to start the broadcast day.
Last gleam. trumpet of the Lord shall sound, and time shall be no more, and the morning breaks eternal bright and fair. When the saved of earth shall gather over on the other shore, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Yonder I'll be there. On that bright and cloudless morning, when the dead in Christ shall rise and the glory of his resurrection share, when his chosen ones shall gather to their home beyond the skies, and the roll is called up yonder, I'll be there.
When the roll
is called up yonder, I'll be there.
Start today in a positive way with Alan Jackson and When the Roll is Called Up Yonder. Before that, Cher kicked it off with our national anthem rendition for today. And we're off and running with another day on the radio today. Yours truly, Phil Nee, down the old trail from Sextonville International. Things are all right. I'm a little grumpy to go outside. And, you know, I was thinking about that. If it were a typical March, Phil would be just like, oh, hey, this is pretty nice out here. But when it's been 60 off and on, and you go outside and it's like 30 with a wind chill of about 15 or 10, Phil gets kind of grumpy. Come on, I want to ride my bike and hang out with the neighbor kids and throw the baseball around and things like that. But it hasn't felt really that much like wanting to do that. And once you know, the high school baseball teams are starting practice this week, and they could have been outside for the last probably month. But it's a little bit more challenging now. That's Wisconsin in March, however. Well, let's start the chores today, shall we?
I woke up screaming this morning. I said, bolt up right in bed. I saw
no pouring rain. take me to your loving place. Take me right now with your loving touch. Erase every line that's written on my brow. Take me in your loving arms. I pray that.
Sibling harmonies of the Gallen Brothers and WRCO Radio. Today is Tuesday, March 19th, and here's an important reminder. There will be a Muscadet Community Blood Drive today from 11:30 until 5:30 at St. John's Catholic Church Gym. For an appointment, visit redcrossblood.org or call 1-800-RED-CROSS or 1-800-733-2767. Appointments are strongly encouraged and appreciated. Walk-ins will be taken when possible. The Boaz Lions Club meeting will be held tonight, starting at 6 at the Boaz Community Building. All members are encouraged to attend. Vernon County Over 50 will host Tai Chi exercise at Bethel Home Fellowship Hall on Wednesday from 1 until 1:45. It will be available via Zoom at the Viroqua and Ontario Public Libraries. For further information, call Vernon County Over 50 at 262-384-0082. Those reminders today from our community calendar.
It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from it all. My love has been untrue. She's found somebody new. It's been a blue, blue day for me. I feel like crying, dying. What can I do? Feel like praying, saying, I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue, blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues. I cannot make sit and grieve. It's been a blue, blue day for me. Can I do? Feel like praying, saying I'm glad we're through. It's been a blue day. I feel like running away. I feel like running away from the blues. I feel like running away from the blues.
Don Gibson on the Light in the Milk Cow Show. And a blue, blue day. Hopefully that's not the case for you today. We head toward 52 for a high later, which will be considerably warmer than yesterday, but we'll still have that pesky March wind at 15 to 25. Right now, 31 degrees.
Markets were higher again this week at the Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola. Holstein bull calves sold from 430 to 650. Crossbred calves up to 890. And the lighter weight heifers and Jersey calves, 2 to 350. Slaughter cows sold from 97 to 135, topping at 140. Fleshy Holstein heifers, 134 to 152. And bulls up to 120. We had 13 black heifers selling from 1975 to 2450. Black cows up to 2200. And Charolais crossbred cows, 16 to 18. Stay tuned for our next beef cow sale. If you're looking for pasture cattle, Colton can vaccinate the cattle you purchase so they're ready to go out to grass. Whether you're selling or buying, Mathis Farms Auction Market in Biola is the place to go. With over 95 years of experience, Darren, Colton, and Jim will provide you with a very competitive market.
Brouhaha Roasters is a coffee roasting company located in Spring Green, Wisconsin. Providing single-origin coffees with unique blends from around the world, they are dedicated to providing the freshest roasts. They use superior beans grown by farmers who practice sustainable farming methods and provide fair and healthy conditions for their workers. Available at a variety of locations throughout southwest Wisconsin, head to your local convenience or grocery store and pick up a bag of Brouhaha Roasters coffee today.
In sports, the Brewers were winners in spring baseball yesterday, 4-3 over the Angels. A couple of veterans led the way with hits, Willie Adames, and Christian Yelich had a couple of hits. He started as a DH yesterday in the spring game, and Milwaukee went on for the victory. In other interleague games, a win yesterday for the Twins over Boston, 5-2. Cleveland took the White Sox. That final was 8-5. Pittsburgh 11-2 over Philadelphia. San Francisco beat Cincinnati by a final of 4-2. The Yankees over Philadelphia 4-3. From the NBA last night, Cleveland 108 and Indiana 103. Boston beat Detroit 119-94. Philadelphia 98, Miami 91. Chicago was a winner against Portland 110-107. Minnesota beat Utah 114-104. New York 119, Golden State 112. The Lakers 136, Atlanta 105. In overtime, Sacramento beat Memphis 121-111. From the NHL, Washington 5-2 over Calgary, and Buffalo was a winner against Seattle. That final score was 6-2. The Brewers are back into action today in the interleague games. They'll be playing Cleveland. That's a 3:05 start time. And also, it will be Minnesota hosting Denver in the NBA tonight. Charlotte at Orlando, Houston at Washington, New Orleans at Brooklyn, and Dallas at San Antonio. And we're getting pretty close for those play-in games for the NCAA tournament. The March Madness will officially get underway later this week. This update is sponsored by the WRCO's Sports Boosters.
Rockwell Automation. The mission is to improve the quality of life by making the world more productive and sustainable. And all this starts right here in Richland Center. The Shoebox, Midwest's largest family shoe store, specializing in selection, fit, customer service, and prices. Customer service the way it ought to be. The Shoebox, Black Earth. And the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has provided quality funeral service since 1889, making your wishes and desires a priority. Learn more at PrattFuneralService.com.
21 past 5 o'clock. You know, if you're a little bit slow getting out of bed this morning, I know what you need. The aerobic polka. Here we go. There it is. Yes. The Jim Gorman Trio right there. And that was the Guitar Polka. Good for What Ails You Today. The old Light in the Milk House show rolling on. We're about 6 minutes away from farm news and markets from the Brownfield Radio Network today. Here's Jeannie C. Riley.
Cause if I'm good enough to be your woman, good enough to share your life, good enough to live together, I'm good enough to be your wife, good enough to have your children, good enough to give them life, good enough to do your cooking, I'm good enough to be your wife. But if I'm good enough to be your woman, good enough to share your life, good enough to live together, I'm good enough to be your wife, good enough to have your children, good enough to give them life, good enough to do your cooking, I'm good enough to be your wife. If I'm good enough to be your woman, good enough to share your life, good enough to live together, I'm good enough to be your wife, good enough to have your children, good enough to give them life, good enough to do
it's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine,
look at the sunshine,
and every day the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today, knowing that you're mine,
knowing that you're mine,
and happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue if I enough, the sun will come shining through. It's such a pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you. Pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
And every day's the same since I met you. It's such a pretty world today. Knowing that you're mine.
Knowing that you're mine.
And happiness is being close to you. And though the rain may fall, my skies will all be blue if I look close enough, the sun will come shining through.
your pretty world today. Look at the sunshine.
Look at the sunshine.
Today and every day since I met you.
Wynn Stewart, it's such a pretty world today. We're headed toward a high of 52 with partly sunny conditions today. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy and turning colder, a low of 18, and Wednesday 34, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy and brisk. Thursday, a high of 38 with 1 to 3 inches of snow possible overnight into Friday. And here's the kicker, an additional 1 to 3 inches could be possible Friday morning. So that makes the totals a little higher. I'm not a fan, but that's the way it goes. Saturday 34, Sunday 38, with another wintry mix with a possibility of moderate to heavy snow accumulations Sunday into Monday. Right now in Richland Center, southwest winds are at 3, and we're at 31 degrees at 5:30.
This farm news and market update from WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by McFarland's of Sauk City. Taking care of the biggest farm equipment to your home garden tractor, McFarland's, where service is a family tradition.
Many in the ag industry are highlighting the role agriculture plays in protecting land, water, and air. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield. Today is National Ag Day, and Jenny Batting, the National Ag Day chair, says growing a climate for tomorrow is the theme for this year's National Ag Day events. And she says farmers have been leading the charge when it comes to sustainability.
Folks are having to do more with less, and I think technology is one of those things that is going to help them achieve that.
Batting tells Brownfield numerous events are planned across the country and online. People can join the celebrations on social media with the hashtag AgDay24. A bipartisan bill in the U.S. Senate would streamline the permitting process for more domestic phosphate and potash production. Ed Thomas with the Fertilizer Institute tells Brownfield they've been trying to increase the domestic supply of fertilizer by pushing for government policy changes.
One of those is getting USGS to list phosphorus and potash as critical minerals. And what that does for the industry is it really just helps permitting. So it kind of streamlines the process so that it's a little faster, potentially.
Thomas tells Brownfield that naming phosphorus and potash as critical minerals would allow one government agency to walk the permit through the approval process and stop the back and forth approval process.
Instead of 10, 15 years for a permit to work its way through the process, we're hoping we can get it down to at least half that.
The U.S. Geological Survey publishes the list of over 50 critical minerals. Supporters say the bill would help safeguard the nation's food supply and lower fertilizer costs. The mild late winter has many farmers anxious for planting season. Pioneer agronomist Matt Montgomery in Illinois says there are benefits to planting corn and soybeans early if conditions are suitable.
I want fairly decent tills. I don't want to feel like I have slots that aren't closing, that I have so much moisture that the sides of the furrow are actually staying rather tight.
Montgomery says average last frost dates, which range through the month of April, and crop insurance replant dates should also be considered into planting decisions. A Wisconsin farmer who serves on the U.S. Grains Council board says much of the export business is based on grain quality and good relationships with trading partners. Shane Goplin tells Brownfield the U.S. has more regulations leading to higher costs, but the feed efficiency of U.S. corn can make up for the added cost.
It's been proven that the feed efficiency is a little bit better with U.S. corn versus Brazilian corn. So if you take a large-scale poultry operation in Colombia, it's more efficient to feed United States corn versus Brazilian corn.
Goplin says trade agreements allow the movement of ag products, but it's the one-on-one relationships built with buyers that make a difference in export sales. I'm Larry Lee with Agribusiness News on Brownfield.
People think the mountains are the heart of Colorado, but the heartbeat comes from agriculture. Nutrien Ag Solutions salutes the rich history of Arnish Farms near Keensburg. Their journey is steeped in history, shaped by evolution, and driven by a sustainable vision. The Earnest Farm started from humble beginnings more than 70 years ago. It's about opportunity, promise, hard work, and the ability to leave a legacy to one's family. Mark Earnest says it's all about the culture, organization, and the right people all teaming up for success. This culture includes trusted advisors from Nutrien Ag Solutions. Nutrien is feeding the future of the Earnest Farms by delivering custom seed solutions, customized crop protection plans, and capital management. Nutrien can do this for your operation as well. Just visit a local Nutrien retailer. To see a video and learn more about Earnest Farms, visit Nutrien.com/farmstories.
If you have building plans, it saves time and money to get what you need in one place. Call the experts serving the area since 1969, Hartchie Lumber, along Highway 33 between Laval and Reedsburg. Chances are you'll find what you need. Hartchie Lumber has one of the largest stocks of steel roofing and siding in Wisconsin. Also a complete line of home and pole building materials, including custom-built prefab wall panels that can be delivered and set up with Hartchie's crane truck. For more information, call Hartchie Lumber, 608-985-7207.
A typically slow start to the week for direct cash cattle business and cash hogs were lower. Good morning, I'm Megan Grebner with the Roundtable Livestock Market Report. Direct cash cattle trade activities started the week slow, which was typical for a Monday. Show lists are mixed for the week, higher in Texas, but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices didn't surface. Significant trade volume isn't expected to develop until midweek or later. At the Oklahoma National Stockyards feeder, steers and heifers were steady to $5 higher. Stocker cattle and calves were $5 to $15 higher. Cattle on offer that were suitable for grass sold $30 plus higher. The USDA says demand was moderate to good. For feeder cattle, extremely good for stockers and calves. Quality was average with many attractive. Medium and large one feeder steers, 803 to 848 pounds, brought $224 to $257. Feeder steers, 856 to 895 pounds, brought $237 to $241.50. Medium and large one feeder heifer, 601 to 649 pounds, brought $257 to $282.50. Boxed beef closed higher on solid demand for moderate offerings. Choice up $1.43 at $313.33. Select closed 65 cents higher at $303.05. Estimated cattle slaughter was 120,000 head, up 9,000 on the week and down 4,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed lower with a moderate negotiated run. Processors weren't aggressive in their procurement efforts to start the week. Prices reflected that. The industry continues to monitor the availability of market-ready hogs, hog weights, and overall demand. Demand for U.S. pork on the global market has been strong. Domestic demand has rebounded some. Both are supportive to prices. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct closed 28 cents lower with a weighted average of 79.66. The Iowa Minnesota was down 82 cents with a weighted average of 79.88, and the Western Corn Belt down 65 cents with a weighted average of 79.67. Pork values closed lower, down 31 cents at 93.16. Estimated hog slaughter was 486,000 head, up 31,000 on the week and up 26,000 on the year. At the CME, live and feeder cattle were up ahead of the week's direct business, following that impressive end of the week last week. And lean hog futures ended the day mostly higher, supported by strong wholesale values during the session and the recent strength in cash business. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield. Direct cash cattle trade activity was quiet and cash hogs into the day mixed. Hello, I'm Megan Grebner with this Brownfield market update. Direct cash cattle trade activity was typically quiet. Show lists this week are mixed, higher in Texas but lower in Kansas and Nebraska and Colorado. Bids and asking prices weren't established Monday. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until at least midweek or later. Cash hogs into the day lower. With solid negotiated purchases, processors didn't have to get aggressive in their procurement efforts. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily Direct were down 28 cents with a weighted average of 79.66. The Iowa Minnesota closed 82 cents lower with a weighted average of 79.88. The Western Corn Belt was down 65 cents with a weighted average of 79.67. Butcher hog prices at the Midwest cash markets were $2 higher at $60. For a full analysis of the day's market activity, go to brownfieldagnews.com. I'm Megan Grebner for Brownfield.
Farm to Fork with Daryl Anderson is sponsored by Bloomington Livestock Exchange.
providing quality, commitment, and excellence in all cattle sales. Check the schedule and learn more at bloomingtonlivestock.com.
A cover crop planting explosion is predicted in the next 5 years. That's next on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizol offers multiple benefits, like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops, and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for Rizol from ProGrow Bio. Spring is just around the corner, and there's still time to upgrade to the latest technology from Ag Leader. From SureForce Downforce Control and SureSpeed High Accuracy Planting Systems to RightSpot Individual Nozzle Control for your sprayer, Ag Leader has you covered. Upgrade now and reap the benefits this season. Contact your local Ag Leader dealer or visit agleader.com. The latest census of agriculture showed the U.S. had about 18 million acres in cover crops in 2022. Now, a new survey projects close to 30 million acres will be in covers 5 years from now. Janae Brady is with the American Seed Trade Association.
As USDA's work to get these grants up and running, ASTA led a survey to get a better understanding of exactly what that demand looks like. And largely the results are that over the course of the 5 years of these grants, we're expected to see over 10 million acres of increased cover crop acreage.
The grants Brady refers to involve incentives to farmers to implement climate smart practices, including the planting of more cover crop acres in the years ahead. She says the seed industry will be involved in meeting that increased demand.
As you look at sustainability practices, then the big challenge that producers have in endeavoring sustainable practices and resiliency in the land is that seed is a really important part of that solution. And we're excited to be a part of that. We're excited to make sure that we're producing exactly what farmers need to be able to meet those needs and to help the environment in the long term.
Learn more on the show info page at NorthShoreProductions.com. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Bloomington Livestock Exchange is a family-owned auction business hosting the area's premier feeder cattle sales every Friday morning starting at 9 a.m. This week's sale is all Holstein and Angus Cross feeders. Bloomington Livestock attracts buyers and sellers from all over the country. Also, slaughter cattle sales are every Tuesday morning starting at 8:30. For more information on all sales at Bloomington Livestock Exchange, go to bloomingtonlivestock.com or call them at 608-994-2020.
When you come to the Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, you'll find a variety of durable American-made Tartar farm and ranch products. Be it gates, panels, waterers, hay and grain feeding equipment, compact tractor equipment, ATV, UTV equipment, or other items that'll work as hard as you do, you'll find them at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative. For 69 years, the Tartar folks have been making sturdy, hardworking equipment for America's farmers. If you want rugged quality equipment, you want Tartar brand, and it's at Reedsburg Farmers Cooperative, 300 South Walnut Street. Tartar, working harder for farmers since 1945.
Hello, this is Chase Hesitun on Timsock Auction Realty. With sale results and upcoming events, we had a good sale. We will call the market $10 to $15 higher. Large squares topped at $240 a ton, and large browns topped at $165 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. We are looking for spring consignments for our upcoming boats, campers, and lawnmower sale for this spring. We are also working on a few online-only auctions as well. Call 608-723-4020 for more info, or go to www.timsockauctionrealty.com. This is Chase Hesitun. Have a great day.
More information about a new Walmart dairy plant. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update. First, the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids legislation that passed the House of Representatives last fall has become a campaign issue in a leading dairy production state. A bill led by Ag Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson passed with overwhelming support, but a Pennsylvania Senate race has the challenger criticizing the incumbent for supporting the current guidelines that keep whole milk out of schools. Challenger Dave McCormick says incumbent Senator Bob Casey's position is a slap in the face to the state's 5,000 dairy farmers and fails to give children the nutrition they need. The U.S. Senate has not taken action on the whole milk bill yet. As Brownfield reported last week, Walmart plans to build and operate a third milk processing plant in Robinson, Texas. Company officials declined a radio interview but did respond to Brownfield's written questions. Walmart says groundbreaking for the Texas plant will happen yet this year. They expect to open and begin taking milk in 2026. The company says hiring begins in the upcoming months. Today, Walmart relies on traditional dairy processors in that region for milk. They say they've had to source products from further and further away to meet demand. And Walmart is also in the process of building another milk plant in Georgia. Milk futures were mostly steady to higher. Cash dairy markets lower except cheese barrels Monday on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April Class 3 milk up 15 cents at $16.16. May up 7 at $16.49. June unchanged, $17.23. July up 2 cents at $17.91. Dry weigh was down 1.5 cents at 43 with two sales. 40-pound cheese blocks down 2 cents, 145. Three sales there. Barrels went up 5 and 3 quarter cents to 150, once again surpassing block cheese prices. Butter went down a quarter of a cent to 282, but no sales. Not-fat dry milk down 1.75 at 114.5 with five sales. I'm Larry Lee with the Brownfield Dairy Update.
Challenge. It's not something you shy from. It's a chance to up your game. Every day brings a new challenge, but with the Enhanced Channel Seed brand on your side, you can rise to it. With our top-performing seed, innovative digital tools, and expanded agronomic support, you can turn tomorrow's challenges into your next advantage. Your Enhanced Channel Seed brand. Let's rise to the challenge. Learn more at channel.com/rise. Read and follow pesticide label directions, IRM, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
It is 5:45. Hello. The forecast for today calls for a high of 52, partly sunny, breezy, and warmer in southwest Wisconsin, although we will have that wind. Southwest and northwesterly at 15 to 25, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning colder tonight, a low of 18, with northwest winds at 10 to 20. Wednesday, partly sunny at times and a high of 34. The big things to watch, though, Thursday night, 1 to 3 inches of snow possible overnight, an additional 1 to 3 inches possible on Friday. Saturday, 34. Sunday, 38, with moderate to heavy accumulations of snow by nighttime. It could become a wintry mix. Monday, breezy with a wintry mix or rain likely, a high of 44. In Richland Center right now, we have a little bit of a breeze out of the southwest at 2 miles per hour. We're up 1 from the overnight low. It is 31 degrees.
Love is where you find it. When you find no love at home, and there's nothing cold as ashes after the fire is gone.
The bottle is almost empty. The clock just now struck 10. Darling, I had to call you to our favorite place again.
We know it's wrong for us to meet, but the fire's gone out at home, and there's nothing
hanging on,
and there's nothing cold as
Conway and Loretta from WRCO. Well, we'll see what Tony Schumacher thinks about this upcoming March mess. And that's coming up in a few minutes. Here's Glenn Campbell.
Southern nights. Have you ever felt a southern night? Free as a breeze, not to mention the trees, whistling tunes that you know and love so. Southern nights, just as good even when closed your eyes. I apologize to anyone who can truly say that he has found a better way. Just beyond the eye, it goes running through the soul like the stories told of old. Old man, he and his dog that walked the old land. Every flower touched his cold hand as he slowly walked by, weeping willows of cry for joy.
Summer winds of Santa Fe blew across my mind today. It carried a whisper calling me back home. It's been a long and lonesome road. On my mind there's a heavy load. Her name's Renee and she waits in Santa Fe. Hey, hey, Santa Fe. I'm homeward bound, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, I promised I'd be back someday. I've come to ride, I've rode the train, worked the boats of Portland, Maine. It's a rough old life, living from day to day. I've rolled the logs as a lumberjack, I've been rolled in hack and sack. The scars of hell still stick upon my mind. I'm homeward bound, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, sweet Renee, I promised I'd be back someday. I've searched the free and open skies, and now I realize that whispered call has haunted me since then. Morning sun begins to rise, got just one more day to ride on this one-way ticket heading to Santa Fe. Hey, hey, Santa Fe, I'm homeward bound, I'm on my way. Hey, hey, sweet Renee, I promised I'd be back someday. Love, da 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 da, love of Santa Fe.
Bobby G. Rice on the Light in the Milk House Show, WRCO, WRCO.com on a Tuesday morning, March 19th. We're at 31 degrees.
Reynolds Feed and Supply, LLC, has hay auctions every Saturday at noon. They have great buyer demand for large rounds, large squares, and small squares of hay. Reynolds Feed and Supply is your southwestern Wisconsin one-stop feed mill, which offers the best in animal nutrition and health supplies at competitive prices to meet your farming needs. For more information on buying and selling at the auction, be sure to check the website, ReynoldsLivestock.com, or call them at 623-2121. Also, see current Reynolds Feed and Supply deals on calf pre-starter, calf blankets, shavings, and corn cob bedding.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
Boscobel is Wisconsin's outdoor recreation destination. The Boscobel Chamber of Commerce encourages your visit soon. Mr. Tom's Auto Body specializes in collision repair and refinishing, rust proofing, rust repair, sandblasting, and more. Call 375-4480. Total Tech provides a host of services including flat rate commercial IT support and PC repair, security cameras, telephone systems, and audio and video solutions. J&J Recycling and Salvage pays more for complete cars, offers farm cleanup, and buys cars and trucks. If it's here, it's for sale. Call 375-5353. And Herculift is your local material handling supplier with service, parts, and rental equipment, as well as new and used options for purchase or lease. Call 800-362-3500.
WRCO Studios, proudly sponsored by the Richland Family Restaurant. Your community, your music, your favorite dining spot.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Proud to contribute to many community projects and activities.
Good morning, this is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather update. Well, somewhat warmer conditions today thanks to a low-pressure system sliding by off to our northeast. We'll have some gusty winds to go with that, though, so it may not feel quite as warm as the actual temperature. We are expecting a very busy period of weather to develop over the next several days and continue into the middle of next week as several waves of low pressure come through. The first will impact us later Thursday night through midday Friday, should bring several inches of snow to the region, so traveling conditions will be quite dicey Friday morning in particular. Then we'll see the next storm roll in by Sunday midday and last probably through Monday. Could be another wave of that coming through Monday night and Tuesday. Accumulating snow, ice, and rain all expected with that system, although the exact details are still uncertain. We're likely to get some strong winds at times as well. Some periods of snow and slush-covered roads, and likely some heavy precipitation totals could be a couple inches of moisture through the middle of next week. Otherwise, for today, partly sunny, breezy, and much warmer with a high of 52. Southwest wind becoming northwest 15 to 25. Tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, and turning colder, low at 18 degrees. Tomorrow, partly cloudy to sunny, breezy, and brisk with a high of 34. Northwest wind between 10 and 20. Thursday, increasing clouds, low 15, high 38. Snow likely by late Thursday evening. We could have 1 to 3 inches of accumulation by Friday daybreak. And Friday, the snow continues, tapering off around midday. Another 1 to 3 inches possible. Low 25 with a high of 37. Saturday, partly cloudy and chilly. Low 17, high 34. Sunday, breezy with snow likely by midday. Moderate to heavy accumulations possible by night. And it may become a wintry mix, at least in the southern part of the area. Sunday's high about 38. Monday, breezy with a wintry mix or rain likely. High near 44. I'm meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
There was a time when losing your wallet was your greatest risk of losing your hard-earned money. Today, identity theft robs millions of Americans of their finances, well-being, and peace of mind. The Richland County Bank encourages you to take identity theft seriously. Secure your Social Security number. Don't carry your Social Security card in your wallet. Don't respond to unsolicited requests for personal information by phone, mail, or online. Review your receipts. Promptly compare receipts with account statements and watch for unauthorized transactions. And shred receipts with any personal information on them, credit offers, account statements, and expired cards. Questions? The Richland County Bank has helped local people since 1881 and will be glad to answer any questions you may have. Richland County Bank, Downtown Richland Center, member FDIC, and equal housing lender. It is 31 degrees in Richland Center. 38 was yesterday's high with a trace of flurries. Record high, 75 in 1976. Record low, 8 degrees below zero in 1923. Last year's high was 40 and the low, 14. Sunset will happen at 12 minutes after 7 this evening, while this morning's sunrise time will be around 5 minutes after 7. The air is calm. Barometer is at 29.68. That has fallen just a bit. No precipitation today.